longtime NBAer, champ down in San Antonio, NBA analyst and host on SiriusXM, back on Overdrive on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Here is Antonio Daniels. How you doing, Antonio?
I'm good, fellas. How are you guys?
Great, trying to get thanks. A read on Jimmy Butler and the scene in Minnesota. We talked a lot about it yesterday. So,
like, Jesus.
Like, what fascinates you more about this? The fact that Butler rolls in, starts, you know, popping off and yelling at people and calling people out, or the fact that, by all accounts, his teammates didn't do anything. They just let him go on with these antics.
What fascinated me most is the fact that they canceled practice today.
Right.
They canceled practice. You know, when you're a young team, at this time of the year, when the preseason is incredibly important and you're trying to develop some sort of chemistry and camaraderie, you canceled practice. So basically, Jimmy Butler came in yesterday, shut down practice by cursing out and saying what he wanted to say, and then having what seemed to be a premeditated interview with Rachel Nichols.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, after practice, and then you cancel practice for what? I don't grasp the concept. You allow one guy to completely shut down the growth of your team moving forward when he may not even be a part of your team next week.
But then he comes out today and says, hang on a sec, guys, I want to play with you. I'm going to make this work. I mean, don't you need to get this guy out of the locker room? I mean, they must just hate his guts.
Well, I know for me, I've always felt like when a big-time player asked to be traded, or a big-time personality asked to be traded, you got to get him out. So when Kyrie Irving asked to be traded, as good as he is, you got to get him out. When Kawhi Leonard asked to be traded, as good as he is, you got to get him out. Mm-hmm. And Jimmy Butler told them this summer, you know what? I want to be traded. And Thibs is trying to work out something that just may not be there. Sometimes you just have to listen to the player and give him what he asked for, because then it becomes detrimental to all that are involved. You know, if you look at what happened, this could really hurt Carl Anthony Towns and Wiggins and these guys moving forward. You don't want that pessimism in your locker room right now. You move on, he moves on, and you worry about next year.
In your opinion, why wasn't a move made? Is it just one of those situations where maybe he's better than he thinks? He's a talented enough guy where you would think teams around the league would be jumping all over this talent.
Well, from the way it seems like Thibs is asking for a lot. Because he doesn't really want, seems like he doesn't really want to get rid of Jimmy Butler. He wants to try and work this whole thing out. And from that part, I can see Jimmy Butler's piece. Like, Jimmy Butler said some things yesterday that were, he was right though. Some things he said yesterday, he may have went about it the wrong way, but some of the things he said were correct. If you talk to any NBA basketball player and you ask them, have they ever played with somebody that winning was secondary, that they thought winning was secondary, or they thought wouldn't play hard, or that they thought if they didn't get the ball three or four or five times down the floor, that they would get upset. And there's a lot of guys that agree with what Jimmy Butler said yesterday. He may have gone about it the wrong way. The message was right, but the delivery was all wrong.
With longtime NBAer Antonio Daniels, so when you consider what's going on here with Kawhi, you mentioned him just a moment ago, and he's looked really good. He hasn't played a ton in the preseason, but by all accounts, I mean, every report we're getting is this guy, he looks comfortable, he sounds comfortable. You were in San Antonio. You know the way that whole operation works. When Kawhi got there, Duncan was still there. Parker was there throughout his career. Mm-hmm. Manu was there. Pop is who he is. Kawhi was labeled as this guy who was just quiet and introvert, who didn't want to be bothered with anything and went about his business. But now he's out of that bubble in San Antonio and he's in Toronto, and regardless of whether or not he wants to be here long term, sounds like he's coming out of his shell a little bit. Does that surprise you at all?
Well, I mean, guys are who they are, and San Antonio's home for me. So, like, I live in San Antonio, so I watched this whole Kawhi Leonard thing kind of play itself out. And the thing with athletes is this. When it works for fans, they love it. But when it doesn't work, then they want you to change and be something that you're not. So when Kawhi Leonard first got to San Antonio, Spurs fans embraced his silence. All you heard was he is such a Spurs guy. He is not worried about the limelight. He's not worried about talking to the media. None of that stuff. He's just going out and he's handling his business like Spurs guys do. But then, when everything went down, then they expected him to step out of his shell and start talking. Well, that's not who you are. And if that's not who you are, that's not who you are. And I don't expect anything different from Kawhi Leonard. You know, if you're a quiet guy, you're a quiet guy. If you're an introvert, you're an introvert. But the fact of the matter is, when you're one of the top five guys in this on this planet, you cannot avoid speaking to the media. They're going to talk to you. So you might not be the face of the San Antonio Spurs franchise, but when the game is over in Toronto, Kawhi Leonard, you're the first guy they're going to come to, because now you will slowly and surely become the face of that franchise as well. So he can be quiet. He can be an introvert. He can be whoever he needs to be. He just needs to stick to being that guy and continue to be productive on the floor.
Well, that personality comes with a perception that maybe you don't want to be the man, quote unquote. Is that a narrative, though, that is off base? I mean, do you get the impression like Kawhi, he wants to own a team?
No, I think that's way off base. I mean, you know, because the thing is, I don't know what the man would mean. You know, you say like it, the perception comes with basically saying, I don't want to be the man. But what does the man mean? The man means, you know what, I go out there and I do what I'm supposed to do on the floor. You know, when you are talking about being the face of a franchise, there's a lot that comes to that. You know, years ago, when I did radio in San Antonio, I remember questioning if Kawhi Leonard was torch worthy in San Antonio. Now, when I say torch worthy, I'm not referring to his production, because we all know what he can do. You know, as far as he can score, he can dribble, he can shoot, he can pass, and he's one hell of a defender. We all know that. But when I say torch worthy, I mean everything else that comes along with shouldering a franchise. There's a lot that comes along with that. And just because you are a max player doesn't mean that you want to be the face of a franchise. You can go out and still do what you want to do, be a max player, be very good at your job, but not be the man, so to speak, not be the face of a franchise.
We always appreciate you taking time for us. We'll do it again once the season gets tipped off in about a week. Thank you for this, Antonio.
For sure. Thanks for having me.
There's Antonio Daniels, former NBA guard, NBA champ, SiriusXM NBA radio host, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline.